Teacher shortages continue to hamper schools in Indiana. There are over 2,700 vacant educator positions in the state. WFIU's Isabella Vasparini has more for this week's installment of City Limits.
It's hard for Lacey Hawkins to find a work-life balance when her job is so demanding. She's a social studies teacher at Bedford North Lawrence High School and president of the North Lawrence Education Association.
I get here around 6:30 and school starts at 8, and I'm not the first one in the parking lot. I pull in and there's, you know, a half dozen cars in the small lot where I park. And so I know, and same thing when I leave, like sometimes I leave after dark and there's still cars in the parking lot.
Bedford North Lawrence High School is missing a Spanish teacher. Finding math and science teachers is also a challenge. Even though teacher salaries within the district have gotten closer to the state average, vacancies often attract only one or two applicants. When Hawkins started teaching 15 years ago, the field was much more competitive.
I went through two rounds of interviews to get my job. And now it's like, someone applied, right? Like, we will hire them. And that's, there are consequences of that. Like, sometimes it's a really good person, and sometimes it's just like, well, that's who we got. So I guess we'll hire them and do the best we can. So, and hope for the best.
Alexander Cuenca is Associate Dean of Accreditation and Associate Professor in the Indiana University School of Education. He says among the state's vacant educator positions, which range from administration to school operations, more than 1,400 are teaching specific roles. Nationally, in 2023, there were over 55,000 open K-12 teaching positions.
It's a really stressful job. We're getting teachers to do more with less time. We've added over the last 20 years lots of things to teachers' plates. We've added and mental health crises to their plates. We've added gun violence to their plates.
To account for open teacher positions, Hawkins says BNL combines classes or outsources and finds an online teacher, often from the staff of Vincennes University or Indiana State University.
And that's frustrating for those kids, you know, because they like the human interaction and the ability for a teacher to be in the room doing things, manipulating things, and setting up simulations and things like that.
Jeffrey Henderson is Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources and Operations for MCCSC. He says the corporation hasn't struggled much with a shortage of teachers. But according to the Indiana Educator Job Board, as of February 6th, there were 8 full-time positions open within MCCSC.
I wouldn't describe our situation as having a shortage. I would describe our situation as having a smaller candidate pool than 10 or 15 years ago.
MCCSC offers various benefits, professional development opportunities, and instructional coaches to help support and retain teachers. Many students from IU School of Education also go on to teach in MCCSC schools, helping fill open positions. The teacher shortage is highest in math, science, and special education. Over the last 10 to 20 years, Cuenca has seen fewer students pursuing an education degree at IU.
Some of our programs, who used to be 20 strong each year, are now down to 4 or 5.
Cuenca says fewer students could mean less funding and resources. One option legislators can take is making the process of becoming a teacher easier and lowering the qualifications.
And that has all kinds of different effects for the quality of teaching, the quality of student preparation, how well students are prepared in science, and then when they go into college, how well are they doing in those classes.
By committing herself to teaching and providing her students with a positive experience, Hawkins hopes she can help them see the value in education.
All I can do is just give 100%, like give my best to these kids, and hope that they take that and make a bigger impact on the world situation right now.
She hopes if her passion rubs off on them, it will help address the teacher shortage. For WFIU News, I'm Isabella Vesperini.
If you have a question about Bloomington that you'd like our City Limits team to answer, you can visit wfiunews.org/citylimits. You can also join us on Facebook in the City Limits Bloomington group for more Bloomington-specific news.